You're listening to Michigan Radio. Wayne County has more than 150 juveniles serving mandatory life without parole sentences. That's by far the most in the state. And because of recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions, they all need to be resentenced. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy wants 67 of those people to stay behind bars for life. As part of our series looking at juvenile lifers, Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports a lot of people are wondering how Worthy decided who deserves a second chance.
Renard Johnson has been behind bars since he was 17 years old. Now the bald 50-year-old man is back in a Detroit courtroom, this time via video conference from the prison where he spent most of the past 34 years.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Because he was sentenced to mandatory life without parole as a minor, Johnson is one of Michigan's roughly 350 juvenile lifers. Because of two recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions, they're all entitled to new sentences. The court ruled that life without parole for juvenile offenders amounts to cruel and unusual punishment, except in a few very extreme cases. Johnson's lawyer, Valerie Newman, argues that Johnson has been in prison too long already.
This was a home invasion.
Newman goes on to make Johnson's case to the judge. He was convicted of first-degree murder after participating in an armed robbery with older co-defendants. Johnson didn't pull the trigger. In fact, he was outside when the fatal shooting happened. Newman briefly notes that Johnson had a very difficult, violent childhood and got involved with some people who led him down a bad path. But she says he's grown up and changed. By state statute, the judge must sentence Johnson to at least 25 years in prison. The maximum term would be 60 years. In the end, she gives him a 30-year sentence. Because Johnson has already served more than that, he's immediately eligible for parole. Outside the courtroom, Newman tells more than a dozen of Johnson's family and friends this is the best outcome they could have hoped for.
So when I get back to my office, I'll call the parole board and I'll call the MDOC and I'll let them know what happened today. And we'll get him in front of the parole board as quickly as he could be home in the next couple months. All right, that's...
Renard's mother, Joyce Johnson, is weeping.
I am so happy because he's been gone so long. And I've been real sick a lot, and so I'm so glad he's coming home right now.
Back at her office on the 33rd floor of Detroit's Penobscot building, Valerie Newman has a list of all her juvenile lifer cases taped to the wall.
To keep track of everything is I just have a chart which lists the client name, how long they've served, the judge that's been assigned to the case, the prosecutor that's been assigned to the case.
They're divided into two columns, green on one side, orange on the other.
Cases where the prosecutor is not seeking life and the other a column where the prosecutor is seeking life.
Newman is an attorney with the State Appellate Defender's Office. They're handling most of the juvenile lifer cases in Michigan. Michigan prosecutors are seeking new life without parole sentences in most of those cases. Percentage-wise, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy is not in the same territory. But because of the county's sheer number of juvenile lifers, her office has asked to reinstate life without parole in a total of 67 cases. Newman is one person who thinks that's far too many. She says the U.S. Supreme Court set a clear standard for juvenile lifers who can remain behind bars for life.
They're rare and irreparably corrupt youth. And so when I think of rare, I think of when I buy a lottery ticket, gee, it would be pretty rare if I won.
That's not the only thing Newman takes issue with in Wayne County. It's the apparently random way the prosecutor's office decided who would get a shot at parole and who wouldn't.
I know they had a process. That's what we've been told. They had a very thorough vetting process, but what specifics went into it have never been revealed.
Erin Van Campen is another attorney in the State Appellate Defender's Office. She's handling 25 Wayne County juvenile lifer cases. The prosecutor has recommended new life sentences for 15 of her clients. Van Campen says some of those recommendations leave her scratching her head, like the case of Irvin Jennings, now 42 years old.
It was an armed robbery gone wrong over some clothing. And it's exactly this the kind of stupid decision-making we see in teenagers that our Supreme Court has said makes their conduct not excused, not okay, but perhaps less blameworthy than a fully grown, mature adult who commits the same act.
Van Campen says Jennings has since become a trusted employee of the Michigan Department of Corrections, helping to supervise other prisoners. He has a good institutional record. He's earned certificates in vocational training courses. And he's considered a low risk for reoffending. But Wayne County prosecutors want Jennings resentenced to life without parole.
The motion Wayne County filed was nearly identical in all the cases where they did file it. And it includes this sort of boilerplate assertion that this juvenile is irreparably corrupt. I look at what he's accomplished over the last 24 years, and I don't understand how they could reach that conclusion.
Wayne County prosecutor Kim Worthy declined to be interviewed for this story. In an email, her spokeswoman said it would be, quote, ethically inappropriate for her to discuss the recommendations outside of court. It's important to note the way that Michigan State Legislature chose to tackle juvenile lifer resentencing. They set up a scheme where prosecutors had to review all their county's juvenile lifer cases and decide on new sentencing recommendations. And they set up a summer deadline that left them with just a few weeks to do that. This all added up to a heavy burden on prosecutors and is becoming a burden on the courts. That's especially true in Wayne County.
We have a pretty complicated and difficult process in Michigan, which will probably turn out to be expensive and time-consuming.
Robert Colombo is the chief judge of Wayne County Circuit Court. He says that's not just true for the courts, which may now be bogged down with juvenile lifer resentencings for years. He says it's also true for Worthy's office, which had to review and issue sentencing recommendations on more than 150 cases on that very tight deadline.
Having to gather the educational records, juvenile records, the records with respect to the case itself, the crime, and the Department of Corrections for some 147 plus cases is a very time-consuming process.
There's at least one person who might understand what that kind of burden feels like.
My name is John O'Hare. I was the Wayne County prosecutor from 1983 to 2000.
Most Wayne County juvenile lifers were convicted and went to prison on O'Hare's watch, but he can't remember any of those cases specifically.
We were processing maybe 30,000 felony cases a year. Of course, homicides are cases that stand out, but we had a lot of homicides too.
O'Hare says he understands the time crunch Worthy's office had to work under. But he's also come out as a fierce critic of how Michigan and its prosecutors are handling juvenile lifer cases. O'Hare thinks the state statute that set the terms of juvenile lifer resentencing will ultimately be found to be unconstitutional. He argues that the limits it sets, with a minimum 25 to 40 year sentence and a maximum of 60 years, effectively amounts to life without parole in most cases. And he thinks the number of cases that prosecutors are recommending for renewed life sentences is appalling.
That's, in my judgment, a disregard of what the Supreme Court has ordered.
O'Hare warns those charged with enforcing the law can't put themselves above the high court's mandates, regardless of their personal feelings. But there are signs Worthy and other Michigan prosecutors may be willing to take a second look at some of the juvenile lifer cases they had to make quick decisions on. Worthy spokeswoman says her office is still seeking information about all juvenile lifer cases and is open to review any information that is provided. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.
You can find all our stories in our week-long series on juvenile lifers in Michigan at our website, michiganradio.org.